This is The Feed on 105.9 The Region. If you have some time to spare, a group right here in York Region could use your help.
Here in York Region, we have a number of organizations and services that are ready to support residents of all kinds, from men to children and, of course, to young women. And one of the organizations that's been right in York Region for over 30 years is the Rose of Sharon. Now, for those that might not know about this organization, we are now speaking with Tamar Dobner, the Community Engagement Coordinator, who's going to talk to us a little bit more about this organization and what it provides to the region. Tamar, how are you doing?
Great. How are you? Thanks for having me here.
Great. Can't complain. Thanks for also taking the time to speak with me. So first up, for those that might not know within the region, tell us about the Rose of Sharon.
Sure. So Rose of Sharon is a charitable organization. We're based in Newmarket, and we provide wraparound services for young prenatal and parenting mothers who are under the age of 25, as well as their children, and that's anywhere in York Region. We're actually the only agency in York Region that provides services for young mothers.
That's really cool. So how did this organization begin?
So it began back in 1982. A group of York Region residents saw the need to create a safe community for pregnant young women who wanted to keep their baby and they had nowhere to go. So they collaborated with the Sisters of Good Shepherd and opened a residential home in Aurora for prenatal and parenting young women. And then in 1985, Rose of Sharon incorporated, and the agency moved from residential support to day programs in Newmarket in order to respond to a wider breadth of needs. And then we eventually brought in our academic program as well as the other programs that we have nowadays.
And touching on the type of programs that you said that you're now expanding on offering to the region or to young mothers specifically, if you could talk to us a bit more about the specific type of programs that you provide.
Sure. So what Rose of Sharon really tries to do is provide a holistic approach to our young mothers. So not only serving their immediate needs right now, but helping them really get a fresh start in life and build a better future for themselves and for their children. And that's really reflected in the programs that we offer them. So we have a lot of parenting and personal development programs for our mothers. We also have a high school program for our younger mothers. Actually, last year, we had about 47 students in our classroom program, and that really allows our clients to continue their education because we find for a lot of our mothers, it's very hard for them to go back to high school in a normal high school setting if they're either pregnant or especially if they're caring for a baby. So we do offer that. We also have counseling, one-on-one counseling programs for our moms where they can meet with a counselor and talk to them about their relationships, talk to them about any issues they might be having at home with raising their child. And with all of our programs that we have, we offer child care for our moms so that they can focus on their own development while they're here. And that's really important for our mothers because they're able to bring their children with them and while they're accessing our services. And we also offer food in all of our programs because we have a very strong emphasis on health and nutrition at Rose of Sharon. And we want to make sure that both for our prenatal moms, of course, it's very important to be healthy during your pregnancy, but also for our parenting moms, it's very important for us to teach them how to eat healthy and how to, you know, therefore educate their kids to eat healthy. But, you know, most of all, I think Rose of Sharon is a great place, great space where our moms can feel comfortable with like-minded young women, and they can develop the confidence and the skills and the tools that they need in order to be capable parents as well as their own individuals.
And you know what, the programs that you just mentioned, really great, especially catering to, I think, a specific niche, such as young mothers who might not have those services available in general. Being a young mother, I'm sure, isn't easy. So it's definitely a great thing to see that these programs are out there for them.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that especially for our younger moms, they wouldn't be able to find things in common with other moms in you know, normal yoga, prenatal yoga classes or things like that. They might find a difficulty to have things in common with, you know, maybe the average mom. So it's a really great space for them to have commonalities with the mothers and feel safe and know that someone really cares about them.
Definitely. And now with these programs that you have implemented at the Rose of Sharon, how have you seen the organization maybe help young mothers over the years?
So we actually serve an average of 300 women every year. And that's across York region again. So not just Newmarket and Aurora, but, you know, south is Vaughan and Richmond Hill as well. So we actually have an outcome survey every year that we conduct with our clients. So I'll just read some statistics for you just to kind of give you an idea of the impact that we've had on our clients. So last year, 92% of our clients reported to have improved family stability. 87% reported to have improved parenting capacity, 96% reported improved decision-making skills for themselves and their children, 88% have improved interpersonal relationships, 93% have improved their sense of self-worth, and 91% have increased their hope for the future. And I actually just really want to focus on that last stat because that's really ties into our messaging at Rose of Sharon, that we want to do more than anything else is to provide a sense of hope for our young mothers and give them the confidence that they need to take that next step in their life, whether that be go back to school or to improve their relationship with their partner or with their parents, or to go out there and find a job or start their career, and really help them feel that they have the ability to shape their own future. Many of our alumni have actually gone on to be successful businesswomen or entrepreneurs in the community, which is really wonderful for us to see, because then we know that we're not just having an impact on our clients, we're also having an impact on the broader community, because these women have, some of these women have actually really become strong leaders in our community and have shaped the future of themselves and their children and those around them, which is great for us.
And I guess those stats also represent, it's those that have come into the organization, but coming out, they're also now able to help a hand to those that are, again, coming into the organization. So it's almost like a circle of sort of support.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We have many alumni who have come back and have actually spoken on our behalf, who attend fundraising events, who later on donate to our organization. So it's really kind of wonderful to see that circle, come full circle. Mm-hmm. And see them giving back afterwards.
Now, you were mentioning that, of course, the women that you help aren't in just in Newmarket. They're in Vaughan, they're in Richmond Hill, they're in Maple, they're all across York region. But, of course, since you are based in Newmarket, it might be difficult for the young mothers to maybe get to the organization. And I believe that is why there is now a call for volunteer drivers. If you could talk to us a bit more about that.
For sure, yeah. So, as you mentioned, we are an organization that serves all of York Region, and because we're based in Newmarket, it's very difficult for a lot of our clients to reach us and to actually access our services, which isn't something that people tend to think about. In terms of the services that we offer, we actually pay for cabs to transport a lot of our mothers, especially those coming from Markham or Vaughan, where it might be a half an hour to a 40-minute drive. Unfortunately, transportation is a big problem in York Region. A lot of these mothers can't easily access transportation, especially with, if they're either pregnant or if they have a young child. It's very difficult for them to take a 2.5-hour bus ride to get to Rose of Sharon. So unfortunately, what we have to end up doing is paying for cabs for a lot of these moms, and that results in quite a bit of spending over the year. So we spend about an average of $3,500 a month on cabs, and actually last year we spent over $42,000 in total on cabs, and that's money that we would love to put towards our programs to better improve our programs for our young moms instead of just spending it on getting them here. So what we are looking for right now in order to alleviate these costs is we're looking for for volunteer drivers to pick up our moms from their homes and drive them to our center in Newmarket. And this would be mainly for our afternoon program. So we run programs for about 2 hours, and those programs are generally between the hours of 1 and 6 p.m. And we would love for those volunteer drivers to pick up our moms, bring them here, and then they can either hang out at Rose of Sharon. We're located right near Main Street in Newmarket, so it's lovely, especially in the summertime, to walk around right near Upper Canada Mall, and then come pick them up after the program and take them home. And this is such an important volunteer program right now. We have so many lovely volunteers at Rose of Sharon, and we're so fortunate and blessed. And this is really something that we're hoping to get off the ground, because it's not something people automatically think of when they think of volunteer opportunities, but it's so, so, so important for agencies like ours.
Now, what would the criteria be for maybe somebody that you're looking for to volunteer as a driver? Is there something specific that you're looking for, or is it just anyone that basically has a driver's license and has a bit of free time on their hands?
Yeah, well, I mean, as you mentioned, a valid driver's license is, of course, important.
Of course.
We'd like for our volunteers to ideally be over the age of 21 and, of course, to live in York Region. But more importantly, we want volunteers to embody the Rose of Sharon values, so that of kindness and being compassionate, caring, and non-judgmental. Volunteers who are reliable and have flexible schedules. I mean, of course, we would work around our volunteer schedules as much as we can. And with this volunteer program, we are going to be reimbursing all of the mileage of these people who are driving, and we'll also provide them with training. So that will be covered by us. And, you know, just for people out in the community, our programs do run all year round, so there's always a need. So, you know, some people, when we approach them about this, they say, oh, you know, my schedule's pretty busy. But even if you're available once a month or if you're going away for a certain period of time, we'd still love to hear from you and we'd still love to take you in and maybe reach out to you if you're going out going on vacation over the summer. We'd get back to you in the fall. But, you know, any help counts because one cab ride can cost up to $80 or $100. So any little bit counts, really, to help us out with.
That is a great point. Every little bit does indeed help. Now, for those that want to get in touch with you to be volunteers as drivers, or maybe want to volunteer in general with the Rose of Sharon, who can they contact and where can they get more information?
So you can check out our website. It's www.roseofsharon.com. And there's actually an online application form on our website under Ways to Help. You can also just email us at information@roseofsharon.com. And get in touch with one of our staff members who will be happy to assist you with getting you onboarded with the program. But for those who can't help with our driver program, who don't have the time or might not have our driver's license, I encourage you to please consider making an online donation through our website or by emailing us. Any little bit counts as well with that. We have an annual budget of $1.4 million, and 38% of that needs to come from our community. So help from our community is kind of what keeps us alive and what keeps our doors open and what keeps us, there for our young moms every day.
Listeners, I hope you heard the call in terms of volunteers as drivers, or maybe just as you heard Tamar mention earlier, every little bit counts. Thank you, Tamar, for taking the time to speak with me. And of course, all the best as you continue to provide support to residents in need in York Region.
Thank you so much for having me here today. It was great speaking with you.